ClimateCast is supported by Bank of America. Through a global business strategy, sustainable operations, and employee programs, Bank of America is focused on helping society transition to a low-carbon economy. Bank of America N.A. Member FDIC.
When it rains 6 inches in 2 hours, can people not get where they're going to go? What happens to the insurance? What happens to the companies in my community?
18. That's how many billion-dollar weather disasters slammed the U.S. this year. And that's on pace to challenge last year's record of 22. These climate change-enhanced weather disasters cost taxpayers and companies directly. Now the Biden administration is launching a roadmap to measure and mitigate climate risk to American families, businesses, and the economy. Maggie Peloso is an attorney who specializes in climate change risk management with Vinson and Elkins. Hi, Maggie. Welcome back to ClimateCast.
Hi, Paul. Thanks for having me back.
So these extreme weather events have cost Americans about $600 billion in physical and economic damages over the past 5 years or so. How does climate change pose risks to the U.S. financial system?
There is an increasing focus on the potential of large climate-linked disasters to essentially create systemic financial disruption. So if you think about things like if you were a bank and you insure a whole bunch of houses in a community and then everybody defaults on their mortgages because they've been harmed by a climate disaster, or if supply chains get badly disrupted because of repeated climate events, those can be things that are disruptive not just to individual communities or to corporations, but they can have larger cascading effects throughout the economy.
And are the companies that you work with in tune to these climate links, to these disruptions in their business model?
I think it is an area where companies are paying increasing attention, and their level of sophistication, frankly, varies pretty widely, right? I think that there are some sectors where supply chains are very core to their business and who have experienced disruptions already from extreme weather events, who are a bit more attuned to how those risks might change in the future. And there are others for whom this is a newer area of emerging risk that they're really trying to wrap their heads around.
So how do we do this better? How do we build climate resilience into families like ours, into companies in this era of increasing climate risk?
So I think the first step is to think about how we're going to collectively build adaptive capacity or societal resilience, which means that we really need to have a better view of what not only the physical climate risks are, but how they're going to impact society and economies, right? So that we can think a little bit more about not just the risk of, is my house going to flood when it rains 6 inches in 2 hours, but what are the broader impacts to my community when that happens? Are there disruptions to sewer services? Can people not get where they're going to go? What happens to the insurance? What happens to the companies in my community? And how does that all fit together to create risks so that we can think about how to systemically address those questions?
And as you look at this White House report, what's new that companies should consider? And has it changed your advice to your corporate clients?
The thing I do think is new and important here that we are talking with our clients about is the proposed rules around federal procurement. So right now there is a request for information that is looking for companies to tell the government more about how climate and climate risk might be considered in how the federal government makes decisions about what it buys. And the federal government is an enormous purchaser of goods and services. So if climate risk is going to feature into how the government decides with whom it's going to do business, that could be incredibly impactful. And then more broadly than that, the Federal Stability Oversight Council and the systemic financial regulators in the U.S. are thinking really hard about how they might incorporate climate risk into what they're doing in regulating financial activity and providing financial stability. So that's an area that we'll be watching closely.
Thank you so much for joining us today, Attorney Maggie Peloso with Vinson and Elkins. Thanks.
Thank you.
That's ClimateCast. I'm NPR Chief Meteorologist Paul Huttner.